Welcome to Believing Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Well, good morning and welcome to Believing Together. And we've been talking about hope the past couple days. And I wanted to read out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And just a couple verses here, verses 9, 10, and 11. But I find this so very, how would I put it? Not really here just to motivate you today. I'm here just to give you the facts. Almost like how a news media or a news reporter should be. I'm not giving you my political slant on everything, but I'm just going to give you the facts. And so as we've been talking about hope, we might as well get what real hope is, and let's just get it straight from the Bible so we know exactly what we're dealing with. And verses 9, 10, and 11, 1 Thessalonians 5. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope, through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. And fantastic verse. So let's just, if we can this morning before you go out and serve God, let's just get a good thought about what God is teaching us from his word today. First, the whole point of this verse at the very end is to comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. And that word establish is like we would use the word establish. It means to make you solid. It means to get you grounded, notice, in every good word and work. And that is what our life is made of. Our life is made up of our words and our works, our deeds. Just about everything you do today can be summed up. It's either something you did or something that you said. And a lot of times you can do something by what you say. I'm a pastor. Sometimes maybe a person's going through something, needs to talk. I'll call on the phone. I didn't do anything necessarily for them. I didn't take my hands and make them something. But I talked with them, gave them verses, tried to comfort them. And so really our life is summed up by our words and our work. And we ought to be established in that. So the whole purpose of this is to comfort your heart and establish your word and your work. So you have your heart, your word, and your work. So your heart should be comforted and your word and your works should be established. So how does this process go? It says, now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father. So here we have the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. All three are actually involved. You say, well, this verse talks about Lord Jesus Christ and God, even our Father, right? But the Holy Spirit lives inside of us. So everything that Jesus, the Son, and God the Father do in our lives, it always involves the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit lives inside of us, God in us. And so he is obviously that the Holy Spirit is involved in everything we do in our Christian walk. So it says that our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, and obviously because of the presence of the Holy Spirit, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. So he's given us everlasting consolation, given us good hope, and he's done it through grace. So how is my heart comforted? It's comforted because of God's everlasting consolation. How is my works established? How do I make sure that I'm established in good work and good words? Well, because I've got good hope. How do I establish good works? Well, because it's been given to me through grace. You see, you and I fight so hard in our life to try to give ourselves hope, to comfort ourselves, to console ourselves, to find something that'll make me feel better. I'm going to go do something. It'll make me, I feel lately like everybody's turned their back on me. So I'm going to go here. I'm going to go take this trip, and I'm just going to cheer myself up, but you get to the place and you still feel the same. So you and I need to know we can't do any of this. This verse tells us that through Christ, through God the Father, through the Holy Spirit, that we are given, God is the one that consoles us. God's the one that gives us hope. God's the one that gives us grace. God's the one that comforts our hearts. God's the one that establishes our word and our work. You see, you and I have just got to come to grips and understand, and it's kind of a light bulb moment in a Christian. You'll say you understand, but you really don't. And then all of a sudden, one day you realize all comfort, all consolation, all of my words and my thoughts and my actions being established. I got so many questions. It all has to be done by Christ. You can't do it. You can't make it happen. You can't come up with a good activity that's going to help this produce this in your life. It has to come through Christ. He has to do it. And it's only done because he loves us. It's only done because he has the everlasting consolation. It's only done because he's the one that gives us hope. He's the one that gave us grace. He's the one that comforts our hearts. And it has to be done in accordance with his word. So you and I, if we can just understand, we can't do anything. When you hear a preacher say, we can do nothing without Christ, this is the nuts and bolts of that. We don't have hope without Christ. We don't have grace without Christ. We don't have comfort. We don't have consolation. We don't have good hope. We don't have a good word. We don't have a good work. We can't perform any of these things in our life without Jesus Christ. So let's let him do his work. God bless you. Thanks for listening today. We'll talk with you tomorrow here on Believing Today.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.